Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive, where we take a close look at a legal topic you've requested
Yeah, deep dive.
and extract the most important insights so you can get up to speed quickly.
Yeah.
And today we're diving into a case from way back in 1919.
Yeah.
It's called Higgins Oil and Fuel Company versus Guarantee Oil Company.
Out of Louisiana.
Yes, out of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And it's a case about property rights
Yeah.
and resource extraction.
Yeah.
And specifically, the idea is, how far do your property rights go when your actions might affect what your neighbor's doing,
Right.
especially you both trying to get access to the same resources.
Right.
And what's fascinating about this case is it's, over a century old, but it still has relevance today.
Absolutely.
It really lays bare some of the complexities of, how we think about property and how you
Yeah.
balance competing interests.
Absolutely.
So, the central question that this case grapples with is,
Yeah.
when can a property owner be held liable for something they do on their own land that ends up harming their neighbor's ability to extract resources,
Yeah.
even if the property owner didn't actually intend to cause any harm,
Right.
and they didn't even benefit from it themselves?
Right.
So it's kind of like you're not trying to hurt them, you're not even really gaining anything from this,
Yeah.
but your actions have a really negative impact on your neighbor.
Exactly. And that's where this whole idea of abusive rights comes in.
Okay, yeah.
It's a tricky area legally speaking.
Yeah.
But to really understand how this all plays out, I think we need to kind of set the scene.
Okay, let's set the stage then.
All right, so we have Higgins Oil and Fuel Company.
The plaintiff?
That's right. They're the ones bringing the lawsuit.
Right.
And they have a producing oil well.
Yeah.
And they're getting a good amount of oil every day.
Yeah, our sources indicate they were producing about 124 barrels a day using a pump.
Yeah, that's a pretty substantial operation for that time.
Yeah, especially back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Higgins and their oil.
Right.
Now, who's the defendant?
Okay, so the defendant in this case is Guarantee Oil Company.
Okay, Guarantee Oil.
And they're actually located pretty close to Higgins.
Yeah, just 400 feet away, according to the case.
Yeah, that's right. They're pretty close neighbors.
Okay, so they're both in the same area drilling for oil.
Right. But here's the thing. Guarantee they drill a well on their property, but it turns out to be a dry well.
Oh, no oil.
No oil for them.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So their venture doesn't really pan out.
Right, but it's what they do next, or rather don't do, that
Exactly.
gets them into hot water.
Right.
So guarantee they drill this dry well, no oil comes out,
Yep.
and then they just kind of walk away.
Yeah, essentially they abandon the well without sealing it properly.
Oh, so they just leave it open.
Yeah, and that might seem like, no big
What,
deal.
just an empty hole in the ground?
Right, but it actually has pretty significant consequences for Higgins.
Okay, so I'm picturing this. You have Higgins actively pumping oil,
Yeah.
making good money. Guarantee has this failed well, and they just leave it open.
Yeah.
What exactly goes wrong for Higgins because of this?
So the problem arises underground
Okay.
because Guarantee's well is left open. It creates this unintentional pathway
Okay.
for air to get into the shared underground oil reservoir.
Oh, okay. So it's all connected underground.
Right. It's not like these vast caverns of oil you see in the movies.
Okay.
The oil's actually trapped within porous rock.
Oh, I see.
And Higgins's pump relies on creating suction
Okay.
to draw that oil up to the
Okay,
surface.
that makes sense.
But when air gets introduced into the system,
Uh-oh.
it disrupts that delicate balance of pressure
Okay.
and messes with the pump's ability to suck up the oil effectively.
So it's like you're trying to drink a milkshake through a straw,
Yeah.
but someone poked a hole in the straw.
Exactly. A very good analogy.
You're not going to get much milkshake.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
Okay, so this air intrusion really messes up Higgins's oil production.
Yeah, and the consequences are pretty dramatic.
Yeah, what happens?
Higgins's production plummets
Oh
from
no.
124 barrels a day
Wow.
to almost nothing.
So they're basically shut down.
Pretty much,
Yeah, it's a
yeah.
huge loss.
Oh, absolutely. And one of our sources likened it to unintentionally disrupting a neighbor's plumbing system.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, you might not have meant to do it,
Right.
but the damage is undeniable.
Yeah, you're gonna have a very unhappy neighbor.
For sure.
So Higgins, of course, they're not happy about this.
Yeah.
And they decide to sue Guarantee.
Right.
What exactly are they asking for?
So Higgins is seeking two main things.
Okay.
First, they want an injunction.
What's an injunction?
So that's basically a court order
Okay.
that forces Guaranty to seal their abandoned well.
Okay, so make them go back and fix the problem.
Exactly right.
Okay, and what else?
And second, they're asking for damages
Okay.
to compensate for all the oil production they lost.
Okay, so they want guaranteed to pay for the harm they caused.
That's right.
Okay, so it
Yeah.
makes sense, right? You caused this problem, you need to fix it, and you need to pay for the mess you made.
Exactly.
But what's Higgins's legal argument here?
Right. So their main argument hinges on a key provision in Louisiana law.
Okay.
It's called Louisiana Civil Code Article 667.
Okay, Civil Code Article 667, what's that all about?
So this article is a cornerstone of Louisiana law, and it basically says that while you have the right to enjoy your property,
Okay.
you can't use it in a way that causes harm
Okay.
or significant inconvenience to your neighbors.
Okay, that makes sense. Be a good neighbor.
Right, exactly.
And how does Higgins apply this to the situation with Guarantee?
So they argue that by leaving the well open, Guaranty is essentially trespassing.
Trespassing how?
Well, it's not like a typical trespass where someone walks onto your property.
Right.
It's more like a subsurface trespass.
Gratuitous trespass, what's that?
So they're saying that by allowing air into the shared oil reservoir,
Okay.
Guaranty is interfering with their right to extract oil.
Okay, so even though Guarantee didn't physically go onto Higgins's land,
Yeah.
their actions are having a direct impact underground.
Exactly. And it's causing harm to Higgins.
Yeah, basically sabotaging their
I
operation.
know you could see it that way.
Okay, so that's Higgins' side of the story.
Yeah.
Now, what about Guarantee? How do they defend themselves?
So Guaranty's defense is basically this. They say, look, we haven't broken any laws.
Right.
We drilled the well legally on our own property. We didn't find any oil.
Okay.
So we stopped operations.
Okay.
We had no legal duty to seal a dry well.
Okay, so they're saying they were just exercising their property
Turns
rights
out.
and that they shouldn't be held responsible for what happened to Higgins.
Right. They're saying they didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, so we have these two competing arguments. Higgins saying, you caused us harm,
Yep.
Guarantee, saying we were just doing our own thing.
Right.
So how does the Louisiana Supreme Court sort this out?
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting. And this is where that idea of abuse of rights comes into play.
Okay, abuse of rights.
Yeah, it's a key legal principle in this case.
Okay, so how does it work?
So the court recognizes that property rights aren't absolute.
Okay, so you can't just do whatever you want on your land.
Exactly. There are limits.
Okay.
And the abuse of rights doctrine says that even if you're technically within your rights, your actions can still be unlawful
Okay.
if they're done maliciously.
Okay, so if you're intentionally trying to harm someone
Right.
or.
Or if they provide no benefit to you, but
Okay.
they cause harm to someone else.
Okay, so it's not just about bad intentions.
Right.
It's also about whether your actions are causing harm without any good reason.
Exactly. It's about weighing the benefits versus the harm.
Okay, I'm starting to see where this is going.
Yeah.
So how does this doctrine apply to Guarantee and their abandoned well?
So the court looks at Guaranty's situation and says, okay,
Yeah.
leaving this well open, what benefit does it provide to you?
Right.
And the answer is none.
Yeah, it's a dry. Well, they're not getting anything out of it.
Exactly. It's abandoned. It serves no purpose to them.
Right.
But at the same time, it's causing significant harm to Higgins.
Yeah, they're losing all their oil production.
Right. So the court basically concludes that leaving the well open in this context is a spiteful act in
Spiteful.
the sense that it's causing harm without any justifiable purpose.
Okay, so it's not necessarily about Guarantee being mean-spirited.
Right.
It's more about the fact that they're harming their neighbor and
Yeah.
they're not gaining anything from it themselves.
Exactly. It's like a reckless disregard for the consequences.
Okay, that makes sense.
And based on this reasoning, the court establishes a sort of test for
A
liability.
test. Okay, what's the test?
So they say liability can arise if either your actions directly infringe on your neighbor's rights
Okay.
or your actions cause harm to your neighbor
Okay.
without providing any benefit to yourself.
Okay, so it's one or the other.
Right? Either you're directly messing with their rights or you're causing harm without any good reason.
Got it.
And this is actually kind of different from how things work in typical tort law.
Oh, how so?
Well, in many cases, you have to prove negligence or
Oh.
that someone was being unreasonable in how they use their property.
Okay.
But here in Louisiana,
Yeah.
the focus is more on just preventing harm between neighbors.
Okay, so it's a slightly different approach.
Yeah, it's rooted in their civil law tradition,
Okay.
which is based on Roman law.
Interesting.
And it places a strong emphasis on this idea of not harming your neighbor.
Okay, so even though Guarantee didn't pump air into Higgins's well intentionally,
right,
they can still be held liable for the consequences.
Exactly. And the court's reasoning is summed up really well in this quote.
Oh, what's the quote?
They say, if Guarantee leaves this well open for no benefit, it's spiteful, abusing their right.
Okay, so that's a pretty clear statement.
Yeah, it gets to the heart of the matter.
Okay, so the court is siding with Higgins.
Yeah, but of course it wouldn't be a legal case without a dissenting opinion.
Of course there's always a dissenting opinion.
Right, so what does the dissenting judge say?
Yeah, what's their take on all this?
So Chief Justice Monroe, he writes the dissent.
Okay.
And he argues that to find someone liable in this kind of situation, you should have to prove they had malicious intent.
Okay, so they meant to cause harm.
Exactly. He says the harm that resulted from Guarantee's abandoned well could just be an incidental byproduct of them drilling for oil, which is a legitimate use of their property.
So he's saying it was an accident, basically.
Yeah, he's focusing more on the intent behind the action.
Okay, so the dissent is saying, look, if they didn't mean to cause harm, then they shouldn't be punished for it.
Yeah, and this raises a really interesting question.
What's that?
Should we focus on the consequences of someone's actions or on their intentions?
That's a tough one.
It is. It's a fundamental debate in law, and it's highlighted really well in this case.
Yeah. So even in a seemingly straightforward situation, there can be these different interpretations.
Absolutely.
Okay. So ultimately, how does the court rule?
So in the end, the Louisiana Supreme Court sides with Higgins.
Correct.
They overturn the lower court's decision, which had dismissed Higgins's case.
Okay.
And this means that Higgins is allowed to proceed to trial.
Yep. Okay, so they get their day in court.
Exactly. They get to try to prove their claims.
Okay, and get that injunction.
Right, and potentially those damages they're seeking.
Okay, so this is a win for Higgins at this stage.
Yeah, but it's not the end of the story.
Right, it's just the beginning.
Exactly.
Okay, so why is this case so important?
Right. So this Higgins versus Guarantee decision, it establishes a few really important principles.
Okay, what are those principles?
First, it affirms that property rights, when it comes to shared resources like an oil reservoir, they're not absolute.
Okay, so you can't just do whatever you want.
Exactly. There needs to be a balance between what you do on your property and how it might affect your neighbors.
Especially if you're both trying to access the same resources.
Exactly. And it also kind of puts a limit on the rule of capture.
Oh, the rule of capture. What's that?
So the rule of capture basically says that you own the oil you extract from beneath your land.
Okay.
Even if that oil originally migrated from under your neighbor's property.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a finder's keeper's rule for oil.
Okay.
But this case clarifies that the rule of capture doesn't give you a free pass to harm your neighbor.
Okay. So you can't just go around recklessly drilling and pumping.
Exactly. You still have to act reasonably.
Okay. That makes sense.
And another important principle that comes out of this case is that courts are willing to impose liability for things that happen below the surface.
Okay.
So it's not just about physical trespass on the surface.
Right.
It's also about interference that happens underground.
Okay. So even if you don't set foot on someone's land, you can still be held accountable for actions that affect their property underground.
Exactly. And this has had a big impact on the oil and gas industry.
Oh, yeah. In what way?
Well, it's led to stricter regulations about, well, abandonment.
Okay.
So nowadays, companies have to properly seal abandoned wells to prevent environmental damage, resource waste, and also to protect neighboring operators.
So this case from 1919 is still shaping how we think about these issues today.
Absolutely. It really highlighted the potential consequences of not taking care of abandoned wells.
Okay. And it seems like in these kinds of disputes, courts are really focused on preventing harm rather than just awarding money after the damage is done.
Yeah, so they might issue an injunction to force the company to seal the well.
Right, stop the harm from continuing.
Exactly, prevention is key.
Okay, so if someone wants to understand the key takeaway from Higgins versus Guarantee, what would you say is the most important point?
I think the big takeaway is this. Even if you don't intend to harm your neighbor, you can still be held liable for actions on your property that damage their ability to extract shared resources.
Okay.
Especially if your actions don't benefit you in any way.
Okay, so it's about finding that balance.
Right.
Between individual rights and the duty not to harm your neighbors.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to resources that don't follow property lines.
Right, like oil underground.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not always a clear-cut issue.
Yeah. This has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew that a case about a dry oil well from 1919 could be so relevant?
Right.
It really shows how these fundamental legal principles
mm-hmm.
about property and responsibility,
yeah.
they can have a lasting impact.
Absolutely. And it makes you think about how these principles might apply to other shared resources.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like groundwater.
Yeah.
Or even things like carbon sequestration.
Yeah. What happens when we start storing carbon underground? Right. Are there similar issues?
Yeah. How do we balance those competing interests?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
It definitely is. Well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
It was my pleasure.
It's been really enlightening.
Glad to hear it.
And for all of you listening out there, keep those requests coming for future deep dives.
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.